Happy Monday, everybody. It's the Colleen and Bradley Show on MyTalk 107.1, streaming live at MyTalk107.1.com, everything entertainment. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Trainer enjoying his bone broth.
Oh, and how did you know I was drinking bone broth?
Because I can see you.
Oh. How'd you know it wasn't like...
Honey, there's a video.
Because I know you. I know
your routines. Oh my God, I should put my pants on.
Okay. Johnny Rotten.
That's not a flea.
Bradley Trainer is enjoying his bone broth.
I just made a nice fresh batch and I was thinking, it's so tasty.
Well, I'm wondering when you respond to a pie in that way, what pie would you be responding to? What is your favorite Thanksgiving pie? 651-641-1071. Not bone broth pie, but y'all have gone completely and totally mad. I have some words I need to say to the United States of America.
No. All of them? What happened?
Well, I opened up the map that shows our favorite pies in the great United States of America. And what I see before me is a map. And there are three colors on the map. Okay. There's sort of like a greenish brown color. And then there's like a couple states that have a little red, but it's a smattering of red. The rest of the entire United States of America is a color of orange that indicates that you all like pumpkin best.
Pumpkin what? Pie is the worst pie.
Pumpkin pie is trash. I'll say it.
I'm glad you feel that way because
I like it.
No, you
don't. Oh, that's right. I knew somebody on this show liked pumpkin pie.
It's good.
Okay. No, it's really not. It's not. It's actually, because here's the thing. Most people make it wrong.
Get it.
Say
it.
I just realized that.
Say it.
I don't know how to make pumpkin pie. I don't care about pumpkin pie. I don't need pumpkin pie. But most of the time when I have pumpkin pie, it just tastes like pumpkin scrambled eggs. And I'm not here for it.
I make pumpkin pie every year out of obligation. And I'll be darned. I finally, I think, stopped last year. Was my first year not making pumpkin pie.
I remember that, yeah.
Because I was like, nobody's eating this junk.
Yeah.
And then it sits there and it just looks at me like it's so sad. And I'm like, no, we're not doing this anymore, okay?
And I like pumpkin. I make squash and gourds all the time. Mm. Love me some... Okay.
I love a good gourd, too.
But pumpkin pie, no. Sweet potato pie, yes. Pecan pie, yes. Apple pie, yes. Pumpkin pie, no, sir. Also, thank you.
Can we just speak to the lack of creativity when it comes to Thanksgiving well, pies?
But to be fair, that's like the... pumpkin pie is Thanksgiving.
No, it's not.
The one...
Okay. The turkey is Thanksgiving. People are Thanksgiving.
I will grant you.
Ooh, you like to eat people for Thanksgiving?
Okay. Holly Roberts with a nice Chianti. I will say, but again...
The only thing I like about pumpkin pie is whipped cream.
Right, so what you really just want is a pie shell and whipped cream.
I just give me the tub of Cool Whip.
Yeah, I was just going to say, just eat it straight from the can.
You go Cool Whip? I'm a Ready Whip gal when it comes to pie.
I like the Cool Whip because it's so alien and it's like really like... I don't know how to describe it. I mean, I do want to be one of those people who goes like, I only serve real whipped cream. Mm-hmm. Like, duh, I want to put my face in that most days and not just my face.
All right, Johnny Rotten.
But, like, old school, I just want a tub of frozen Cool Whip.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Straight from the freezer. Do we have any callers?
Yeah, we've got a few folks on
perfect.
The line.
Are I feel they like we're aware? Get yelled at, I know. By the are way. They aware that if they say pumpkin, we might react?
No, but
okay, let's go to caller number. Who's our first caller?
We have Mary.
Hi, Mary. Mary, what's your favorite Thanksgiving pie?
Oh, it is white chocolate raspberry cheesecake.
Ooh,
I'll try
that.
See,
now, I like how creative you are, right? You don't stick with the traditional pumpkin, pecan, or apple. You go out and do your own thing.
Exactly. And this is the one time, sorry, Bradley.
That's okay.
I don't agree with you. I don't like apple. I don't like pecan. I'll take the tub of Cool Whip with you.
Yeah.
We can sit down with a spoon.
Yep.
But I do like, here's another one. Is pumpkin cheesecake. So cheesecake on the bottom, and then it's pumpkin on top.
Pumpkin.
So so it's layered.
Mm-hmm. I would be more open to that because there's more happening than just scrambled pumpkin
egg pumpkin
scrambled eggs.
Boring.
Yeah.
So
Mary, thank you for your call and thank you for being creative.
I'm waiting for the caller who, much like you know, the many women in high school who told me I just haven't met the right pumpkin pie yet.
Yeah, I'm sure we're gonna get that one. Let's go to who do we have next, Holly?
It's Susan.
Hi, Susan. Susan, what is your favorite Thanksgiving pie?
So it is the time of year of pumpkin spice everything. Mm-hmm. And it's literally the only time of year that you serve pumpkin pie. Like, you don't have pumpkin pie on the 4th of July.
True.
You can serve all the other pies any time of the year.
True.
But you would never serve pumpkin in the summer or even at Christmas.
Yeah, mostly because it's trash, but yeah.
It's just a tradition, and it's the taste and the smell and the pumpkin, everything, you know? And it's just, I don't necessarily think people love it.
Yeah, I agree.
It's
tradition. I totally agree.
It goes with the meal. Mm-hmm. It all kind of goes together.
I'm here for what you're saying.
You know, it's in the store, too.
Yeah.
I'm here for what you're saying, Susan, and thank you for your call. I'm here for the fact that it is tradition. And I fully agree that people will eat it because it is what is being offered. However, I have learned in this past year, if there is anything that I have learned, know that life is too dang short.
Don't you?
To try to eat scrambled pumpkin eggs.
Don't you?
And call it good.
Didn't you also say, though, that the reason you stopped making it every year is because nobody would eat it?
Nobody would eat it. Because I would make 4 pies every year for 12 people. Sit with that for a hot second.
Well,
because everybody had the preferences. So I was doing pecan, I was doing apple, and I was doing cherry. And then I do pumpkin. And admittedly, pumpkin was like an afterthought because it's so easy. You just dump a bunch of crap into the crust and like turn the oven on and forget about it.
And it is one of those weird pies where like the canned option is actually better.
I agree with
you. Like, I guarantee you your pumpkin pie that you plopped out of a can is going to taste better than like the one you know.
Slaved over like with the actual pumpkin and like then scooped all the innards out and then did the whole thing. And no. Okay, let's take one more call, the final word, if we have another caller.
Yeah, we'll let Mary have the last word.
Okay. Hello, Mary. Mary, what is your favorite Thanksgiving pie?
Pumpkin bars with cream cheese frosting.
Okay, I'm with Bradley. There's more going on there.
Yeah, I'm fine. You got cream cheese frosting? I'm there. You could put that on shoe leather and I would eat it.
Yep.
Is that what you make? Is that what you make?
This is better. She's like, yep, this is better.
Just a little bit. Is this what you make for Thanksgiving, Mary?
Yep. Okay. Because I won't eat pumpkin pie.
Okay. What time are we eating then on Thursday?
I think probably 4.
Okay. I'll be there. Thank you for calling. Okay.
Thanks, Mary.
Have a great Thanksgiving. Also, I'm not going over to Mary's house. We are just going to keep households separate to be safe.
You can just go
this
up
year.
To the door and or she'll leave
she
a little bag on
She can throw them
at
me. I'm fine with
she'll
it.
She'll leave a little bag on the front stoop.
Yeah, that works for me. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, we got to get the Cobra Gang together. We've got a little mystery to solve regarding one Zac Efron. After this on My Talk 107.1. We got to get the Cobra Gang together on the Colleen and Bradley show. My Talk 107.1 streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
And if you were hoping to get Ready Whip from any grocery store, kiss that dream goodbye.
Oh,
anyway,
no.
Let's don't worry about it. I just noticed that everybody's out. All right. Let's get the Cobra Gang together.
Whenever there's trouble, we're there on the double. We're the Cobra Gang. If you've got the crime, we've got the time. We're the Cobra Gang.
Has Zac Efron split from his Australian girlfriend, Vanessa Valadares?
After she threw him that great big party?
Well, he was recently seen solo in Byron Bay as breakup rumors swirl while the Hollywood star films in Adelaide.
Okay, well, first of all, like, just because he was all by himself, does that mean they broke up?
Okay, well, here's the actual story. The story is that she went outside in Byron Bay alone.
What?
And they're like, oh, it's totally over. But I would like to remind you, as evidenced by the rest of the headline,
he's in Adelaide.
He's in Adelaide filming a movie, or was until lockdown went into effect. So there's a reason they're alone. But there's so much here that we need to go through, which is why I brought this story to the table today. So Zac Efron, Hollywood hunk and heartthrob, although troubled celebrity on occasion.
Well, I am worried about him.
I am worried about him, too. I just want to hold him
close
to my bosom
for a very long time.
In caresses.
I might actually put my head in his bosom.
Hair.
But whatever.
Oh, I would put more than my... Okay.
What? I was just... Save that for later.
The actor, 33, has been separated from his girlfriend while he was out. And by the way, we don't know that that's his actual girlfriend, but rumored girlfriend, Vanessa Valladares, also rumored to be, by the way, his sober coach. It's a long story. But the story from the Daily Mail actually comes from Woman's Day, which is a functioning publication in Australia. And a source told, I guess it'd be Woman's Day. I don't know how you say
Rise
that.
Of Lights.
Rise of Lights.
Woman's Day.
Woman's Day.
sorry, Australia.
I know.
Again.
There goes the listener. Filming a local production in probably need it. Oh, I can't do it. Okay. Probably.
I could listen to you do that weird accent.
Filming a local production is probably needed to support his visa. Oh.
Right? He has to work there so he can stay there.
But this didn't occur to me because remember we were like, why is he doing this weird film and all this stuff? And it makes total sense that he has to work in order to stay there. He's an actor, therefore he works.
Yes.
He's making this movie for this Australian streaming service. Anyway, that was a nice little eye-opener. But the article goes on to say he doesn't mention his girlfriend much and seems keen to hang out with the locals. Zach is a nice guy and a seasoned flirt. If I were Vanessa, I wouldn't be thrilled about him being in another state. Okay. So this is just all a bunch of rumor and innuendo. But to me, what it points out is that it's a slow news.
Right? Thank you. Everywhere.
And I just am happy anytime I see photos of Zac Efron show up. Mm. Also, I have never seen the two of them together, and she is taller than him. Look how much taller she is.
He's kind of not very tall. He's a wee man.
He has little shoulders.
Evidence.
Holly? Holly?
It's just he does.
He can't be perfect. Okay, there has to be something that's a little off.
Also, I can tell you how tall he is based on the clothing of his that I have in my home. So when I go home tonight, I'll lay out Zac Efron on my floor and take a picture
and
for
then lay on it.
Have you ever tried to wear those clothes?
I feel like we've been over this. No, because that's a little creepy even for me.
Did you smell them?
Of course.
We huffed them big time.
Yeah, they're in a bag so that they retain their flavor. Aroma. And I'm just waiting for one of you to buy me the Zac Efron
mannequin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I also have a cutout of Zac Efron in my garage. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah. Is that the Baywatch one?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, so he greets you every day when you come home.
I know. It's like, hello.
He's so sweet.
It's been a long day.
Why don't you put the clothes on? No, you don't want to put the clothes on that. Sorry. I had to work that out loud.
I'm glad you were able to.
Hide it under a bushel. No.
She did look rather glum, though, as the tabloids point out.
Rude.
That she stepped out on Monday without her famous boyfriend looking glum. She was sauntering along in a pair of black boots with a furrowed brow, seemingly deep in thought.
And singing aloud, "Who am I without Zach?"
Who am I? She did make her way to the Zulu and Zephyr boutique, where she appeared to relax while enjoying a brief conversation with the sales assistant. Before she went back to crying.
Oh, thank God you're speaking to me right now. Usually people don't talk to me if I don't have Zac Efron with me.
I do think, though, we need... I really, 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 really think that there is somebody in Australia who my whole life... No. There is somebody in Australia who knows the truth.
Yeah.
There's somebody out there on my whole life that doesn't like me because they're jealous, they're fat, and they're ugly.
Somebody knows what's really going on with Zac Efron, right? And I feel somebody like they should just call the show and let us know.
Yeah, or like if you know somebody in the Byron Bay area, if you could give them a call. We will not speak to them in our terrible Australian accent.
We could call and be like, hello, hello.
But we would like to get a phone call from somebody who has laid eyes on Zac Efron or maybe even knows this Vanessa Valladares. Like, what are the odds? Somebody's got to know.
I think somebody should prove the record right or wrong, right? Like,
right.
If we don't know what we're talking about, tell us the truth.
Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm.
Show up.
We'll correct the record.
With the truth. Question.
Yeah.
Did this article give us even one tiny little itty bitty shred of evidence that those two have broken up?
No.
None. Zero. Zilch.
No, what it gave us was that she looked glum walking outside. And
listen,
to be fair,
I think we all look a little glum walking around these days. Am I right?
I was going to say, also, it's really easy to get an in-between face that furthers your particular narrative.
Right.
Yeah, she's probably just thinking about doing the laundry or, you know, stuff.
I'm sorry. I was looking at a picture of Zach. And I missed everything that was said.
I know. It's just, it's...
He's so special.
Which, the problem is, I do have some caveats with Zach. Like, there are some times where I'm like, Zach, what are we doing?
We need to stop with the frosted tips. That cannot be allowed any longer. That is not a good look.
That is done. Like, the super rippedness.
Yeah, like, I like an in-between.
I want a little puffy, you know...
Gosh, I love the way we can manage to objectify Zac Efron regularly.
If he's going
to
give him these notes.
How do we feel about his full facial hair?
That's the other thing. I'm very torn. I like a beard, but he's got a little bit of a goatee.
That's what I don't like.
I don't either.
But I will say I'm impressed at his coverage.
Oh, yeah. He's got a very thick, manly beard.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not scraggly.
Yeah.
We
can sometimes that. How about that?
Yeah. I'd like to sometimes.
Okay. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, we have dumb people doing dumb things to tell you about. Crazy, stupid idiots after this on the Colleen and Bradley Show right here on My Talk 107.1. Dumb people doing dumb things. We love to tell you about them on the Colleen and Bradley Show. My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hey.
And these are your crazy, stupid idiots.
Well, then, I guess one could say that's a crazy, stupid idiot. Yeah! Colleen and Bradley present CSI. It stands for crazy, stupid idiots.
It sure does. Why? Well, because the world is full of crazy, stupid idiots. Dumb people doing dumb things repeatedly, over and over again, oftentimes in the state of Florida.
Florida.
Oh, sorry. I said oftentimes in the state of
Florida. The audience is listening.
What?
Thank you, Holly. I got a thumbs up from Holly for that. Uh-huh. We are going to go to Kansas first. And we're going to meet, a guy who had a really, real bad evening on Thursday night.
Oh, did he have gas or something?
Well, no, maybe. I don't know. He was driving along in his car. I'm sorry. And when I say car, I mean on his motorcycle. And he crashed his motorcycle. And then when he hit the ground with his body, his gun, which was in his waistband, fired and the bullet hit him in the hip.
Oh.
Then to add insult to injury, a car drove past and hit him.
Oh.
And then that driver fled the scene.
Oh, no.
And we're not done yet.
Oh.
He was taken to the hospital with critical but non-life-threatening injuries. Cops, of course, had to search the scene, and they found a big bag of meth.
Oh.
So now he has to face charges. So, like, once he's out of the hospital, they're going to be like, sorry, sir, we found your big bag of meth. I'm glad you're better. That was a series of unfortunate events. And now you have to go to jail. Womp, womp.
That's kind of dumb.
That's the end of the story.
Oh, I thought maybe it was like, and then no. He pulled his pants down and touched his wiener.
Okay.
Well, wouldn't be the first time. Again.
True.
That was where?
Kansas.
Can sass.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to have a can of sass.
Trust me, I think I bring it for you every day.
True. Six-pack of whoop-ass, remember that? Where was six-pack of whoop-ass from? Don't make me open a six-pack of whoop-ass. Wasn't that like a movie?
Okay, I just had deja vu because I feel like you've said that before and I'm like, I don't think it's six-pack. I think it's just can.
Can of whoop-ass, six-pack of whoop-ass.
I feel like we used to say that in the 90s.
Yeah.
I'm Googling six-pack of whoop-ass.
I really don't think that's a thing.
Urban Dictionary, a term coined by Donald Trump on his show. What?
Six-pack? No.
You can actually buy a six-pack of whoop-ass.
Well, that's exciting.
Or open up a can of whoop-ass? Is that what it's supposed to be?
Open up a can of whoop-ass.
Yeah.
But why not open a six-pack? You know, because then you got
then
six
you got more.
Anyway. Nobody showed up for that conversation, but you...
I think it was Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Ooh, that sounds about right.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
The wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I feel like it was around before him, but sure, yeah, maybe he made it big.
Stone Cold Steve Austin opens with a can of whoop bleep on bleep bleep.
On bleep bleep?
I don't want to say his name. You know.
Moving on.
I don't know, but I do have a story for you.
Okay,
fine. And I'm really excited. I'm so excited to tell you the story.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, God. Okay, so I want to tell you, I want to take you to Wilkes-Barre,
okay.
Pennsylvania.
All right.
And I want to tell you about a woman who filed a lawsuit recently. And she filed a lawsuit with the M&M's company. I think it's Mars, right? Mars, Inc.
Mm-hmm.
So she went to the store one day and she went to the Wegmans in Wilkes-Barre.
Mm-hmm.
What?
I don't want to ask the question I just had in my brain because I'm afraid it'll take us off track. So I will save it for a different date. Go on.
She went to a Wegmans market in Wilkes-Barre earlier this month and bought a bag of M&Ms for $2.99. Must have been like a family or a share bag or something, like a big ass bag of M&Ms.
What?
A big whoop ass bag. She gets to her car. She sticks her mitts in the bag of M&Ms.
Uh oh.
And she's like crunch crunch.
Uh oh. Oh dear. Oh gosh. It was a beetle. It was a beetle.
And she's like no. But she's like that is what is that taste?
Was it a bug?
Just wait. Okay. Just wait.
Sorry.
It was a taste in her mouth.
Okay.
And it was a taste in her mouth that will change your life forever.
Was it not chocolate, but another thing? Was it?
I can say...
Was it also brown?
Yes.
Okay.
She alleges that, quote, Sweeney, her name is Marie Sweeney. Marie Sweeney immediately noticed that the M&Ms tasted like candy-coated feces.
Oh my gosh, no!
And spit up part of what she'd placed in her mouth. According to the lawsuit, she became sickened after ingesting the M&Ms, which she alleges...
Would if they're poo!
She alleges that the bad aftertaste remained in her mouth, despite several brushings of the teeth.
Oh, yes.
She contacted Wegmans to alert them that they had candy-coated feces on their hands.
Oh, no.
And did not want other consumers to have a similar experience.
It's not supposed to melt in your hands.
The guy at the Wegmans was like, okay. Anyway, he contacted Mars to let... Or no, that was her husband. Her husband contacted the planet Mars. And said, my wife ate your candy-coated feces.
Oh my gosh.
So they felt bad. They were like, oh, I'm sorry you had the candy-coated feces bag.
I would hope they would feel bad about
that. So they mailed her a $5 coupon.
I want your coupon!
and didn't even ask her to like prove it. So she then sends the bag to Old Bridge, New Jersey, wherein there is a laboratory for M&M's.
A poop laboratory.
No, they have an M&M laboratory.
Oh, okay.
I like saying laboratory.
It's probably a lavatory.
A suppository.
Okay. According to the suit, results of the laboratory analysis... Why can't I hear myself? Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
On my voice.
It's okay. He's going to deal with
this. I just had technical difficulties. According to the suit, the laboratory... Do you want to know what the lab test found?
Oh,
what
poo.
Do you think it was?
It was poo. It found poo.
It was syncephalolastrum.
Oh, we name our poo.
No, it's not poo.
Oh, okay.
It's a mold found mainly in soil and dung.
No. How did it get on her M&Ms?
I don't know. The type of mold found on the M&Ms, according to the suit, can cause respiratory infections. She claims that she became physically ill, vomited, and sustained mental anguish.
Okay, I'm sorry. If there was one bag of poo M&Ms, there's got to be more.
Yeah.
They should recall
like
those.
The golden ticket?
Yeah, but not. It's like, no. It's
the brown ticket?
The brown ticket.
But okay. Can you just imagine? I laugh only because it's so shocking. Like, the thought that you would, like, get in your car after, like, going to the Wegmans, and you're like, oh, I just want to stick my mitts in a bag of M&Ms, and you plop a bunch in your mouth, and it tastes
I also just love the world that we live in.
Candy-coated feces.
The world that we live in, where the way you respond to a person saying, like, I just ate poo M&Ms, is to send them a $5 coupon to be like, try like, again.
Yes, like, maybe you'll have better luck next time.
Nope. I don't think I'm going back in for more ever.
Yeah.
But isn't there a thing where it's like, there is kind of a legal amount of schmeces and other things that can...
Yeah, but I think the legal amount of schmeces is not... You shouldn't be able to taste it. At the point that you're tasting it, there's too much.
Oh,
also, to be clear, it was not feces, but it was the mold found commonly in tropical feces. Which is weird, right? Mm-mm. Like, where the hell did that come from?
Well, I would be concerned about that. And that's what I'm saying is I think it would be wise for them to try to track down the rest of that batch because they sound not good.
Syncephalastrum. I don't know how to pronounce Latin words, but.
No, thank you. No, thank you.
Poo mold.
No, thank you. Did I say no, thank you?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I meant. No, thank
God, that would just be a horrible, horrible... Have you ever tasted anything that was off like that?
No. I mean, the closest thing I ever got to that is like if my... We always had a candy dish when I was growing up, and like nobody in our house ate candy. So we had like Hershey Kisses that would be there forever. And they...
A house that doesn't eat candy? I don't know what that means, but...
But little do you know, a Hershey Kiss can turn. And so, like, I remember...
Like, when you unwrap it and it's all, like powdery?
Yeah. And, like, I probably was eating it without thinking one day, and I just popped it in, and I was like, I don't know. So, no, but no, I have never... Or the only other thing I can think of is, like, if you ever take a chug of spoiled milk, that's just not a welcome experience.
Yeah, my grandma always said milk doesn't spoil.
Okay, what does that mean?
It just becomes like yogurt or something.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
No, it
just peel the green parts off. That's awful. What she would always say. She's not with us anymore. Too many spoiled.
Oh, Bradley.
Foods.
When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, M&M's for everybody. No, we've got a little game to play, and that game is... Oh, that was my question.
What?
What did the two M's stand for?
Oh, it's like...
Is one of them Mars?
That's a good question. What do
because
the...
Because nobody ever asks. We all just accept. And I want to know.
Mars and Murray.
Oh, who's Murray?
The deal gave Murray a 20% stake in the company, but the stake was later bought out by Mars.
Okay. So it's like they were a partnership. Turns out the one won. And it wasn't Murray. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, it is time to play a little game. That game is called the Throwback Live. We'll do that after this on My Talk 107.1.